Today I want to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. It's the well-known story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." It tells me several things about myself and about my Savior. I wonder if I can share them with you today. First of all, when I read the story of Zacchaeus, it pictures for me a life that has been largely wasted and probably lived with regret. Now, that is not exactly stated in the text, but reading between the lines, one gets that impression, because Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, tax collectors in the days in which Jesus lived were not exactly the most popular people in town. And one wonders what sort of a life Zacchaeus must have lived, what sort of a social life he must have had. One wonders if he didn't regret his choices in life. Sometimes we do that. We make choices that we live with for many years, and we live with deep regrets. Because Zacchaeus, in a sense, alienated himself from his own fellows, from his own peers, and from his own people. He chose a profession, and he chose to work for a government that wasn't popular with the people. And one wonders what impact that must have had upon his family life, if he had a wife, and if he had children. One wonders how he thought. One wonders what his feelings were. One wonders if he ever got depressed about himself and the choices that he made in life. So here's a life that could be construed as being wasted in some sense. It could be construed as a life that was based on wrong choices and a life that caused many regrets in the heart and the lives of Zacchaeus and his family. I wonder if you have regrets today. Many people listening to my voice have made choices in life that have caused great hardship and sorrow in their own lives and in the lives of their family. I wonder if you're one of them. Maybe you are facing the fact that your life has been largely wasted. You're at that stage in life where you're reflecting and saying to yourself, "I live with great regrets." When I read the story of Zacchaeus, I'm also reminded of great needs, because Zacchaeus was the little man who ran to climb the tree to see Jesus. One wonders what made him do that. One wonders what motivated him to push his way through the crowd and climb a tree so that he could see this miracle worker from Cana of Galilee. Maybe there was some unspoken, indescribable need in his heart. That's the way it is with us very often. We have these indescribable needs that we can't quite put into words, but they're there, aching away in our hearts, eating away into our souls, a longing that we can't actually verbalize or articulate. And then I look at the story of Zacchaeus and see the act that he performed, climbing a tree. And underneath the tree, the Savior stops. How wonderful that the Savior enters the picture at this point. And there's something rather wonderful about the way Jesus interacted with Zacchaeus. In the first place, we discover as we read the text that Jesus knew him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "come down from that tree. I must come to your house today." Now, you may feel very lonely and alienated right now, but I want to tell you that the Savior knows your name. And often when God comes knocking on your heart's door, knocking in your conscience, knocking deep down inside in your spirit, he comes knowing all about you. There was nothing about Zacchaeus that was hidden from Jesus. And there's nothing about you that is hidden from God. Jesus knew him by name and knew his need and stopped for him. And if I may say so, I would like to suggest that Jesus will stop for you. The moment you call out to him, the moment you reach out to him, the Savior will stop for you.